It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kylie Jenner remains the highest paid Instagram star. The list was put together by Hopper HQ, which analyzed data including average engagement, how often they post, and the number of followers they have. So Kylie came in first place as she is estimated to charge $1.2 million per Instagram post, which is mind-blowing. Ariana Grande came in second place, earning up to $990,000 per post, while soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo came in third place with $975,000 per single post. Kim Kardashian, Selena Gomez, The Rock, and Beyonce were also included on this year's Instagram Rich list.
Hey, Porkchop, how much do you get paid for your Instagram posts?
I think they charge him like $5.
Oh, do they? They're like, yeah, you have to log in. Sorry.
Yeah. Just kidding. A Pennsylvania appeals court overturned Meek Mill's conviction in a drug and gun case that has kept him on probation for a decade and caused him to fight for criminal justice reform. The unanimous 3-judge panel said the new evidence that undermines the credibility of the officer who testified against Mills at his trial made it likely he would be acquitted if the case were retried. The Pennsylvania Superior Court ordered a new trial and a new judge in the case. City prosecutors have backed the defense bid for a new trial and confirmed they do not trust the officer who has since left the force and was the only prosecution witness at the 2008 non-jury trial. The district attorney needs time to decide whether to drop the case or not. Mills is now free of the court supervision he's been under. He had trouble notifying probation officers about his travels because of the erratic nature of the music industry. Jason Statham shared a little behind-the-scenes secret from the new movie Hobbs and Shaw about his co-star Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Did you know he's got motion sickness? You know, when we're driving in the McLaren, we had to CG him into the car.
You're kidding.
One, he can't get in the car, and two, he has terrible anxiety.
Yeah.
He has a motion sickness, so he comes out in all hives. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
That's one little secret.
Wait, what a big baby. Are you kidding me?
Even one of the biggest guys in Hollywood and in the world has some weaknesses.
Pull over, guys.
Jennifer Lawrence is set to star and produce Mob Girl. The movie is based on a true life book about a woman who grew up among racketeers and mobsters on the Lower East Side of New York City. She eventually became a police informant and major witness in the government's case against the Colombo crime family. So you'll be excited about that, Joe. You love J-Law.
Yeah, now, speaking of crime families, does your father who's in the mob know them or no?
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about that, am I?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Papa C. Live the Web Girl with the Garbage this morning on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Thank you so much.